My Crazy Family. It's the brand new podcast that we have officially launched that you can now subscribe to, and you can now share your crazy family stories to as well. You're about to hear a 15-minute preview of My Crazy Family. While you're listening, be sure to search My Crazy Family on Apple Podcasts or wherever you download podcasts and press subscribe. Brand new episodes every single Monday and Wednesday of each week, jam-packed with crazy family stories that may make you and your family feel quite normal, or maybe not. Search My Crazy Family wherever you download podcasts, press subscribe, and then share your crazy family story as well. Enjoy this 15-minute preview of the My Crazy Family podcast. You know, everybody's mom is usually into something. Sometimes it's crafting. Sometimes it's collecting mom jeans. There's always something.
But what if your mom is into going to funerals because that's her thing?
I wonder what the motivation would be for something like that. Is it the tiny sandwiches or maybe the delicious Sanka coffee? We'll find out today on My Crazy Family.
My. Crazy.
Family.
My. Crazy.
Family.
Welcome to the program and My Crazy Family. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any episodes of our program. We do greatly appreciate that. And if you have a crazy family story, go to our website, crazyfampod.com, and you can submit your story right there. Right on the front page, there's a form. You just fill it out anonymously and send it on over. And we will use it on the air. We'd love to hear your story. And again, you can do it completely anonymously. Say it in your own words if you want. I'll even disguise your voice if you request it to. 833-CRAY-FAM, 833-272-9326 is the phone number. Again, 833-272-9326 to share your crazy family story. Tony and Stacy with you today.
Hey, and don't forget, we've got a fabulous contest going too, that if you leave us a review, just screenshot it and send it to contest at crazyfampod.com for a chance to win a $500 Amazon gift card.
Yes. Yes. So please do that. Do that screenshot there on an Apple podcast. Why Apple? Because that seems to be where like 90 some percent of podcasts are downloaded, and they have the review section there. So please do leave us that review. If you don't use Apple Podcasts, but there's a place to leave a review wherever you get it, send me that screenshot too, and I will I'll enter you as well. Contest at crazyfampod.com. Partly cloudy today, 72. Tomorrow. You jumped right in there with the contest. It totally reminded me of radio. It was great.
And did you see how triggered I just got? Stop it.
It was like old times.
Oh my God. I got to call my therapist now. Thanks a lot.
No, but that was great. You were right there with it. That's, it's like you've done this for like decades of your life or something.
Oh Lord. But, yeah. Sunny and 72 today.
Crazy
Chance
family
rain
stories.
Tonight. Grab your umbrella.
I have crazy family stories. They're not really family anymore, but there's things that happen that I go, this is going to be show content someday when I feel more comfortable sharing it on the air. I need to just start writing a fucking book or something, or write a manifesto. But
well,
no,
it's going to play out like that.
Exactly. But like literally just a list of these things, because I'll forget them over time. But everybody's got crazy in their family. And yeah, sometimes you just got to kind of roll with it and go, okay, well, I hope things work out.
And that's all you can do, because you don't want to get too involved. You want to just kind of, you know, stand back, maybe sit down on the bench a little bit, eat some popcorn and watch the mayhem, you know?
Put yourself in a protective glass, bulletproof bubble. Watch it play out. It's kind of like watching animals at the zoo sometimes when it comes to family members and their behaviors. Like, what are they going to do now? Is that monkey going to go over there? Is he going to eat that banana? Is he going to play with the ball? Oh, he's going to fuck the other monkey over at that. Oh, that's, this is, that one doesn't look like he's liking that. That's kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to abandon his child now. That's really fucking weird. It's a monkey. Yeah, it's fucking monkeys.
We're really not that far off from being those monkeys, you know?
Oh, true. Yeah.
People, and if you look at our society, some of us are in cages because we cannot be trusted.
I would say that there's a lot of monkeys that probably do better than the human counterparts in terms of caring for their young and just being responsible parents, quite honestly. Monkeys, I think, outdo a lot of adult parents.
I agree. Absolutely.
Like they have the instinct. People sometimes, I think, lose it. Let's go to our first story here. What do we got going on?
All right. Well, this person did put a name and I'm not going to use it just out of respect. I don't want to go there. So it says, a few years ago, I finally cut off my mother. She really screwed me up over my life and I won't talk about that, but she ended up trying to contact me through any means possible. She would relay information through my dad, who divorced her when I was a preteen, good for him, to try to get me to talk to her. One of my favorite attempts, she had him request that I call her so she could help me control my powers so that I don't use them for evil. She was worried that my inherited psychic powers would manifest and that I would weaponize them. This is interesting. Anyway, karma has caught up with her and she married a man with kids that were pre-screwed up. And the older boy does things like peeing into the vents for revenge.
Oh, hey, that seems like a normal thing that everyone would do. Peeing into the vents for revenge. Wow.
You know, I never thought about that, but that's wickedly evil.
Oh, that would cause a lot of problems, too. I mean, you'd get mold and whatever. I mean, pee technically is, it's an acid and it actually is fairly sterile.
I was going to say it is sterile until it leaves the body.
Yeah. And then you're going to get mold and you're going to have pee smell through everything. And that's going to go through your entire HVAC system.
Yeah.
Effectively, if not eradicated early on, you could need a whole new HVAC system because liquid got in there.
Well, and if you've ever had an animal that has, I'm not likening this kid to an animal, but maybe an animal who has been inappropriately urinating in the house, you have to replace what they peed on. Otherwise, that you can't get rid of that smell. I mean, Nature's Miracle is a great product for that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Recommended a lot in the veterinary world, but it doesn't get rid of it. It just lessens it to a point. It just can't get rid of all of it. It can't.
Yeah, it's there. I remember I had a situation once where I just finished creating a little den room in my house. This was back in Branson. And I literally built the room, like put up the walls, did the drywall. I physically built the damn thing. I didn't hire somebody for it either. I did it myself. And I was really proud of it. And I was like, this is great. It was also like a little like homework area too, for the kids. Cause there was no windows. It was just kind of a little quiet place. And it was great if you wanted to go like watch TV and sit on the couch there and just be in silence. So happy about it. Directly above it, was my stepdaughter's room at the time. And this child lied about literally almost everything. Mm-hmm. And it was, we got to the point of utter insanity because her toilet, she had her own bathroom up there, overflowing, literally water coming out from underneath the door. And then also going into the ventilation system, the little vent that's on the floor there in the bathroom. Yeah. Going there. And it starts coming through the vents and through the ceiling, literally. By the time I got down there and realized, oh my God, it was like collapsing in.
Oh yeah.
And the whole time I didn't do it.
Well, then who did?
Well,
a ghost?
Clearly you did. Just tell me what happened so I can eradicate this and fix this. Like what happened? I didn't have anything to do with it. I just flushed my toilet. Yes, you clearly flushed your toilet and it was clogged and you waited like an hour to tell anyone. And even then, as water is still flowing, and this child was old enough to have a sense that this was just like 12, 13 at the time. like to know, you know, right and wrong. We're not dealing with a toddler here that, oops, you know, I put a toy in the toilet. Like, no, overflowed, denied for days. To the point where I was like, there is something wrong here. And if this person can boldface do this, totally just destroyed that, that little room, with the water getting into the vent, had to replace tons of the HVAC system because the water got in there and some of the, pieces have like, something in there that absorbs moisture. But if you get actual like water in it, it destroys it. It's not designed for waterfalls, and had to rip all of that out. And it was a fucking nightmare. Nightmare. So,
well, and you have to deal with mold. You have to deal with all of that crap. I mean, you have to redo the entire room.
I did. God. It was disgusting. It was raining, you know, pee water because it was a toilet. It was so fun. Those were the days. Those are the days I look back on and go, oh, I wish I could relive that.
did said child ever fess up and go, yeah, I guess I did that?
No, said child is a compulsive liar, and don't really have much of a part in that life anymore.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah. Not Harper. Right. Not Harper at all. But yeah.
No, God, no. No. All right. Well, on to our next crazy family story.
Yeah.
My sister, who was a very beautiful person, was newly engaged with a man who was in the Air Force. His family was from California. She brought him home, and as could be always counted on, as sure as the sun rises in the east, our mother went into crazy hell-raising mode. The fiancé's family refused to allow him to marry my sister due to the fact that marrying into a family like this was a bad sign. Later on, we're all driving back from a vacation, and a car full of young men stopped next to us. My mother told my sister, "They're looking at you." My sister rolled down the window and said, "My mother says you're looking at me." Jesus. One of my mother's favorite things was instilling fear into us. Mm. Don't cross the street. Don't drive. It's dangerous. She refused to allow me to drive her in the car because she wouldn't have control and she would freak out. Well, fast forward a few years, my sister had married a man from Ohio. The minute he walked into the house, my mother accused him of cheating on my sister. Mm. Actually, we dismissed it as the ravings of a madwoman, since she is quite possibly the most negative person we have ever known. But she was right on the mark, actually. I guess it takes one to know one. My sister's husband was taking weekend trips to visit other women, and eventually my sister divorced him. My mother was always creating imaginary illnesses, probably for attention from doctors, and she had this intense fascination for funerals. She went to nearly every funeral in town, even if she didn't know the person.
Oh my God. That's weird. That's weird.
Yeah, that's where the story takes a turn. She would even call me up to say, "Did you know that so-and-so passed away?" And then I would be so lucky as to get all of the details. Another thing was how she managed to get entangled in legal issues. Strangely enough, when she would get on the stand in court, so she'd actually have to be in court. Oh my God. She'd get on the stand in court and cry. They would usually award her money. All of the closets in the house were full of her clothes, purses, and shoes, leaving no room for anybody else's stuff. By the way, that stuff was bought with the child support checks my father gave her for my brothers and me. Fast forward again. My sister was in the hospital nearly dying, and my mother was back at her house taking inventory of the dishes. When my sister passed away, my mother said that we don't need probate for the estate because she's above the law. This and other shenanigans resulted in the loss of thousands of dollars. When one of my sister's houses were sold, my mother nearly threw all of it away at the casinos. All her life, as long as I knew her, she woke before the sun would rise and worked nonstop, but was also super negative, nonstop creating super toxicity. Dark, dark, low energy was what she loved. And what she really loved was to get on the phone and talk to her equally toxic friends about how bad my brother and I were when we were sitting in the same room listening to her. By the way, I've spent years in therapy. This isn't even 1% of what took place.
It's amazing what people are capable of doing to their children. Or to their own lives too.
This mom reminds me of my dad quite a bit.
Yeah.
My dad, thank God the internet wasn't around when he was alive, because he would have been on WebMD looking up every possible illness that he could have had. He ended up with a PDR, a physician's desk reference book.
Uh-huh.
So that's kind of like a whole compendium of things that could possibly be going on
in the human body. Equivalency of Googling it today, of WebMDing it today.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he was able to, I mean, if he woke up and coughed, he was looking up what could possibly be wrong. Didn't matter that, you know, it's allergy season or whatever, or you swallowed wrong. There's something really wrong. Dad's dying again. And I'll never forget, my mom one day was like, "Will you just die already?"
Want more of the My Crazy Family podcast? Well, you're in luck. There's plenty of episodes to start binging away on right now for absolutely free. All you have to do is search My Crazy Family wherever you download podcasts or on Apple Podcasts, and find our program and press subscribe. My Crazy Family. Search for it now, press subscribe, and start binging away this instant. My Crazy Family. Enjoy.